listening to SCR, Stratford Community Radio.
Hello everybody, this is Jackie King-Turner and you're listening to Stratford Community Radio on a glorious hot and sunny day in Stratford. As I'm sure you know by now, my show is called This Much I Know. It's not how much I know, but it's the wisdom of my guests. And in fact, you may even be able to hear all the crowds actually, because it's so hot. We're up in a little garret here and the windows are open. So if you can hear any noises off, I can assure you it's not my guest today. It's actually all the people enjoying the glorious festivities in Stratford today. Anyway, I am so pleased to welcome back a friend of the show, Natasha Roderick-Jones. Hello, Natasha.
Hello, Jackie.
Natasha is one of the founders of the Stratford Literary Festival, and she came on the show last year to talk about it, and I'm delighted to welcome you back again, Natasha, to talk about this year's show.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I'm delighted to be back.
Well, it's a fabulous, fabulous schedule this time, so I'm really looking forward to finding out more about it, and I have to say, finding out the gossip from behind the scenes as well. What I really enjoyed last time was finding out who the divas are and who aren't the divas and things like that.
I didn't say that online.
No, you didn't. No, you absolutely didn't. Just to...
That was backstage, wasn't
it? It definitely was, but we'll have to see what we can find out this time. We'll also be hearing about Women's Business Network, which Natasha's involved in, which is supporting women in business, but more of that later. If you've got any questions for me, then send them in to info@myscr.co.uk. And can I also remind you about the This Much I Know Facebook page? There are photos of previous guests and also links to the podcasts as well. So if you want to listen again, then go to the Facebook page and click on links, and that is where it is in the links bit, isn't it?
Info,
and then there will be links and lots of photos, particularly of my rather dramatic pot that I made of Wychford the other week. And obviously, if Natasha is okay, photograph of Natasha as well in the future.
Ooh, I don't like photographs of me. I'm at that kind of age. Oh well.
Well, though, Sam's very good at taking photos that are flattering. So, and you've got a mouthful of chocolate, haven't you? So you can't answer back, which is quite good here.
MyScr.co.uk.
This is Jackie King-Turner, and that was our cheesily relevant segue today in honour of Natasha Roderick-Jones of the Stratford Literary Festival, who is here to talk about the wonderful schedule of events that they've got on. And that was Paperback Writer by the Beatles, followed by Lady Writer by Dire Straits. And I think it must be the first Dire Straits I have played. Other guests have brought Dire Straits in, I'm sure, but that CD was so old and untouched, I had to play it at home last night just to check it still worked. And the Beatles one, apart from starting off very loud, has something, I don't know if they, Sam, you might know about this, if they still do this, but the stereo plays different bits of the track at various times. Does anyone still do that?
Yeah, it's an experimental thing back in the 60s.
It was an experimental thing, yes. I was asking whether it's still an experimental thing.
Yeah.
Well,
it's not experimental, it's just generally done now.
It is, but that, I can assure you, it's a very weird sensation listening to it with headphones on, actually, which you don't get when you play it on a CD player at home. Anyway, I will be revealing more of my technical lack of knowledge as we go on through the show. But on to Natasha. Now, your mail shot system, your marketing is very slick, because I got a brochure about a week ago.
So I'm glad to hear it.
I've been perusing that and working out which ones I want to come to. But for people who haven't got a copy of the programme, tell us about when it is, how they can find out more about it.
Right. Well, it's the third festival, which is fairly hard to believe for both Annie and I, my fellow co-director. We start on the 25th of April and we go to the 3rd of May, which is over the bank holiday weekend. And over the bank holiday weekend, we've got some great events for children, which I'll talk you through a little bit later. We've got the most fabulous lineup. It's astonishing. I don't know who to begin to talk about first. We've got Roger McGough, we've got Wendy Cope, we've got Jack D, we've got Jonathan Miller, we've got Charles Dance doing some readings for us, we've got Jeremy Hardy, Sophie King, on and on, John O'Farrell, and then we've got all the children's writers as well. So it's a really great lineup. We're very pleased.
And who would be your pick of the pops?
Oh, that's weird.
Can I ask that?
No, I don't think you can, because I don't think I can say. I mean, I'd be very hard. You know, I'd want to go to it all. And actually, one of the peculiarities of being a director or an organiser of the festival like this is actually you can't go to it all. You think it's going to be great and, oh, I can get to listen to so-and-so and so-and-so. And it's not that way at all. So that's a little bit disappointing sometimes to us.
But tell us about Are there any that people should hurry to get tickets because
well,
they're
yes,
selling out?
Yes, there are. We've got a few sellouts already. Mm-hmm. Jack D is selling very well at the moment. So if you're going to be tempted by Jack D, hurry along with Jack D. The event that has got Jonathan Miller in it, which is really to do with investigating ageing and how ageing is portrayed in literature, that's going to be at Holy Trinity Church, and that's the one that Charles Dance is going to do the reading at. And we've got the writer Sally Vickers coming to that as well, who wrote Miss Garnet's Angel. That's selling quite sharply, so people need to nip along to that. And one of the fun events that we've got that really needs people to go as a little group and we've got limited space for is we're doing a literary pub quiz, but with the Archers team. We're calling it the Bull Pub Quiz. And we've got Trevor Harrison, who's the lovely actor who plays Addie Grundy in the Archers. He's going to be the compere. And we're going to have tables of 10. And it's all taking place, the whole festival is taking place in the Civic Hall. So anybody who's an Archers fan, there will be literary questions mixed in with Archers questions. They really need to get online and get themselves a ticket fairly quickly.
And what is, aside from online, obviously, we are very keen on online because you're listening
online
to this,
or they need to ring the box office, which is at the Civic Hall. Shall I give the number and then give it out again a bit later?
Oh, yes, we'll plug that.
Right, that's your super Jackie. That's why I love doing this. It's 01789 207 100.
And we will, for those of you who haven't got a pen and paper at hand, we will be giving that out again. Although, having said that, bearing in mind you're online, you can just Google the Literary Festival or the Civic Hall as well, can't you?
Absolutely.
So I have to say, the events are very friendly, aren't they? Because you think with a lot of literary people, it might all be a little bit rarefied and stuff. But I've found the ones that I've been to, the atmosphere is just brilliant.
Oh, that's very kind. Thank you. Well, yes, that's what we aim for. And we want to make our authors and celebrities and the people who come to us, our customers, feel part of something that is quite local and quite friendly. And one of the plus points, we think, the previous two festivals have taken place on a marquee in the gardens in Stratford, and we're now going to the Civic Hall, which is right in the middle of Stratford in the marketplace, as most of your listeners will know.
We are great fans of the Civic Hall. Have you danced there?
Yeah, of course you have. So we actually think that's going to give an even better atmosphere, and almost 85% of the events will be in the Civic Hall.
That means you're not quite as much of a hostage to the weather. Of course, it'll now be blazing hot, won't it?
But of course it will, yes.
But in the event, whatever the weather throws at you, you are really covered, aren't you?
Yes, and also acoustically, the marquees were quite difficult, quite challenging for people talking and for poets. We've got quite a few poets coming this year as well. So
I love the write-ups. These are the poet laureates that never were. You thought poet laureate Monquet.
Yes,
perhaps.
Yes.
For people who have missed it so far, can you give people a bit of history as to how the literary festival actually came to be?
Oh, yes. About 4 years ago or so, I owned a bookshop in Chipping Campden, and Annie Ashworth, who is also a writer as well as many other things as well, a woman of many talents, Annie and I started doing some literary lunches at the Cotswold House Hotel. And from that, we started to think about, well, you know, we'd like to do something a little bit more. And we were thinking about having a literary festival. I'd got involved at that time with doing the literary festival at Althorp for Charles Spencer. And I was doing the book stall for him there. And I was thinking about this, and Annie was thinking about it. And we suddenly realised Stratford. And then, no, not Stratford. You know, Stratford's got a literary festival. And then we thought about it, and we thought, oh, Stratford hasn't got a literary festival. Hello, Stratford, home of William Shakespeare, hasn't got a literary festival. So we started it, and we started it with not a penny in the bank, I've got to say. And we went and we booked authors and crossed our fingers, and we had the first festival 3 years ago now.
And it's still going strong.
Yes, absolutely. It's difficult. The fundraising element of it is very difficult, so we need support, and we need local support, and we need in-kind support from companies. So and certainly we'll need it again for next year. So if there are any of your listeners who are local business people, then we really ask if you could support the festival. You know, an advert in the programme is one way, but there are other things that you can do, and you might have got services that you could offer us and things, and that's very much appreciated, local support.
And individuals can become friends, can't they?
They can indeed, yes. All the details are on our website as to how they can do that, and that matters to us enormously as well.
And does that give you things like early advance booking?
Yes, early like advance booking, yes, absolutely.
And when you've got the likes of Jack D and Charles Dance and stuff coming, then
it's quite
that's
useful.
Probably worthwhile, I would
it's
have thought.
It's worthwhile, yes.
Excellent. So do have a look on their website or call the box office. Well, the Civic Hall box office, I'm sure I've given ad nauseam, actually, in the run-up to my belly dancing event, but it's or vows that I took part in. We raised loads of money, by the way. I believe a four-figure sum, which
good
is pretty
for
impressive.
You.
01789 207 100, online at www.civichall.co.uk, or if you want more about the actual programme, then it's the Literary Festival website.
Yes.
Which I surprisingly have in front of me.
What a surprise.
Indeed.
I haven't given you 100 weight of programmes to take home with you.
No, not at all. Not at all. No, my children's school will be seeing those a week on Monday. And particularly the children's ones. Well, we'll talk about more about that later. Stratford Literary Festival, all one word, .co.uk.
This is Stratford Community Radio.
This is Jackie King-Turner. You're listening to your radio station, Stratford Community Radio. And we're here with Natasha of the Stratford Literary Festival, talking about her fantastic schedule of literary authors coming to this town between the 25th of April and the 3rd of May. Now, what's it been like? This is festival number four.
Three.
So if it's festival number three, what's it been like putting it together this year?
Well, it doesn't get any easier, that's for sure. And the main issue really is, with anything like this, is funding. And we don't get local authority support, unfortunately, but we do get some fabulous support. We get great support from the...
Don't worry, folks. Small headphone malfunction.
Small technical problem there. Yes, we get fabulous support from the Stratford Town Trust, who are an absolutely marvellous organisation locally, which you will know of, and I'm sure
they
many
help
of
us.
Yes, exactly. They're fantastic, the Town Trust. So they're great. We get a great deal of sponsorship and support from Victoria Jeffs, who's just set up her own estate agency in Stratford, and Victoria has been on board with us with the festival in one capacity or another since the first festival. So she's now very heavily supporting us and very enthusiastically supporting us, so that's great.
It's been nice to see another estate agent take off a bit in the town, actually.
Yes, I think it was a very brave decision that she made, but she surely knows what she's doing and she's making a great go of it.
Was she somewhere else before, presumably?
She was with Savills before.
Oh, okay. Who were a great supporter in
the
past,
they were the first supporter, the first of the first literary festival, which is how we got to know and work with Victoria. And then they closed the office in Stratford.
And... is it? Do you find that the people that work with you are literary lovers, or is it purely a commercial angle that they get involved?
No. They are they love literature, and they love the whole idea of the festival and the festival happening in Stratford, and they give time to us. We have some marvellous stewards who've been with us for all three festivals, and the time that they give us is over and above anything that you could reasonably expect of them, and they're marvellously supportive to us.
Well, I guess you can't do it, would be financially just not an option to put something on like this unless you had the volunteers to help keep everything moving on the day.
Yes, I think even the biggest and the best of the festivals, I suspect, I don't know, that if you look at Hay or Cheltenham, I suspect that a lot of their stewards, for instance, are volunteers, and that they also rely heavily on volunteers. It's quite an expensive business putting on a festival, and it isn't covered by the ticket revenue.
I was going to say, presumably you volunteer and then you get to see that that particular person speaking.
Yes, and since you're always so keen on digging around and what's the gossip and what's happening and so forth,
it's extra added value, isn't it?
Well, they get to see that person speaking, and if there are any little dramas going on, they get involved in the little dramas as well. Not that there ever are, because we're so marvellously organised, nothing goes wrong.
I was going to say, this comes back to this, so who are the divas?
Yeah, well... I'm not going to be drawn on that.
No, maybe we'll talk about that in another very long piece of classical music. I do like my gossip, actually. It makes me feel like I'm part of something when I can get the background information, particularly because then you go to the events and you go, butter wouldn't melt. Now, in terms of how do you actually get the guests? Do you think up a theme and then you canvass for the authors? How does that work?
No, unfortunately, that wouldn't be realistic. What you tend to do is you look at the publishing schedule, and whoever is publishing a book, you try and get somebody who is on their promotional tour for that book, because you get quite a lot of support from the publishers if you do that. So they're normally promoting a book, and then the authors are very happy to come and they talk and promote their work.
So it's a bit like being a band on a tour. You know, today it's Ipswich, tomorrow it's I don't know, Newcastle, whereas this, yes, will be, you know, they go to Cheltenham, to Oxford, to Hay, yeah, and to Stratford.
Yeah, I think that's very much the case. I noticed that particularly the first year when we had the American author J.D. Pico, and J.D. Pico was more or less travelling round. Her publishers had put on a car, and they'd got a PR person with her, and they obviously did this quite a lot because they were very keen on their chips, and the driver of the car was sort of a little bit horrified because they'd stop somewhere and get a bag of chips. And of course they made this rather smart, I don't know what the car was because I'm useless at that, they made this rather smart car smell of chips.
Oh, but that's an authentic British experience, isn't,
yes,
it? Because,
yes,
presumably they were chips, not French fries.
Yes.
MySCR.co.uk.
Now, when my eldest daughter picked up the information about the show, the first thing that she saw was that Kathy Cassidy was coming.
Oh, yes.
And I'm having to negotiate with her headmistress to see if a visit can be arranged, because she's absolutely passionate about Kathy Cassidy books at the moment.
Yes.
They are her favourite ones. So tell us all about the children's events that are going,
right,
on.
Right. Well, the main thing is over the bank holiday weekend, we're down at Cox's Yard. We thought that was a rather fun environment for the children's events. And we've got some great things going on. We've got a cartooning workshop, and we've got a make a book workshop. We had the book making last year, and that was very successful. The cartooning workshop is with Sarah McIntyre. Now, she creates extraordinary cartoons for comic strips, and her latest book is You Can't Eat a Princess, which brings chocolate and space together. So that would do well. You can't eat chocolate, can you?
I can't, but no, my children can. Yeah,
they would like, actually, that then. They would like that. So they can. The children can come along and really get stuck in and start cartooning and so forth. And we'll be having face painting, and we'll be having music going on. And we've also got the Playbox Theatre are doing things with us that weekend. So Cox's Yard on the bank holiday is the place to be if you've got young children.
I can't think of anything better for my children than princesses, chocolate and space, actually.
Yes.
They're all following, well, all two of them are following the secrets of the solar system.
Oh, that's marvellous, yes.
Think. So anything that combines that. And, I mean, a slight digression, because I did say if you could get Professor Brian Cox on next year, then I would quite happily compare. But he does seem to manage to make the programme, even though, well, we record it and then watch it at a sensible time for the children.
Yes.
But even my youngest daughter, who's very nearly six, is staying with it. Mm. And
it's very accessible, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, and very visually appealing.
Yeah.
And that's the programme, not the presenter.
Yes, but I think you want us to get him on because it's actually the presenter that you're rather keen on.
Absolutely.
Now, I suspect.
Gosh, oh dear, my husband will be having heart failure about that. But yes, clearly, the reason why I'm into it is because I'm a science bypass person. I am completely terribly educated when it comes to science. I just didn't get it at school, physics and chemistry. Mm. And so I'm finding it quite appealing to learn about it now, particularly as my oldest daughter is doing stuff at school that I never did. Mm. And things. So, you know, everyone says they get to the point where they can't do their children's homework. Well, I'm bordering on that.
Is that with the 6-year-old as well? Oh, no, it's,
yes,
the 10-year-old.
Absolutely. Yes. Oh, they teach maths differently nowadays. And we have, moving swiftly on before I embarrass myself hugely, another question has come in. What are the best and worst bits of your job?
Oh, crikey, that's quite a difficult question. Well, the best bits, the fun bits, are actually when you get to the point where it's committed and you're starting to put the whole thing together, and it's the week of the festival. And that's probably simultaneously the best and the worst, because it's the best because it's so exciting and you're getting a tremendous amount of support, and the audiences are going in and seeing things and saying how fantastic it is, and they come out and that's marvellous. So that gives you quite a buzz. But then the worst bits are the bits, and you say, I'm not going to talk about this really, but there are one or two bits that occasionally go wrong, and then you actually have to do something about the fact that they've gone wrong, because you're the person who has to pick up the pieces.
But then that's people accept that, you know, if you're dealing with anything, particularly when it's human beings and they have to get there are trains, there are there's the public involved, there's ticketing issues. You know, that you'd have to be a superhuman being for there not to be the odd glitch in anything.
Yes,
there.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think most people are quite civilised and they like it put right. And as long as they see things put right, then that's better.
Yes,
than
they are. Yes, we have. I don't think we've had, that I can think, fingers crossed, touch wood and all that kind of thing, I can't think that we have had anything less than a fabulous response from our audiences. And you know, they come back, they're on the mailing list, they become friends, and they say, you know, thank you for doing it and please keep on doing it, which is marvellous. So well, those are the best bits.
It kind of ties in with the culture of celebrity, but in a good way, doesn't it? Because people want to be able to see the people whose books
yes.
they love, and this is probably the best way for them to do it, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, absolutely.
And you know, you stand a chance of actually being able to ask someone who you're a huge fan of their writing a question, and see them at close. You know, you don't normally meet authors, basically, do you, Joe?
No.
Public, unless you go to book signings or whatever. So this seems like an ideal opportunity.
Some authors are, it's quite interesting, and you can't really predict it. There are some authors who write like a dream and they're just marvellous, and yet they don't necessarily perform very well. And there are other authors who you think, well, I'm not so sure that, and then they can speak and they can absolutely light up an audience, and then that you carry that feeling for them into reading their book. So it does make a difference being able to see the author.
I guess it
them.
Depends on how introverted they are. If their lives are entirely in their head, then just on a totally different subject, I've just watched the DVD of the film Nim's Island, which is about a little girl who lives on a I don't think it's Caribbean, I think it's a Pacific island, with her dad, and gets into all sorts of trouble, but is guided through all this by an action hero who's in the line of Indiana Jones. And it turns out the woman who writes the books approaches her dad because she wants to find out more information about volcanoes. And the actual author is a woman who is agoraphobic and lives in a flat in San Francisco.
Really?
And so, yes, that's totally, you know, the little girl has the impression of this all-action hero who can solve all problems, whereas in actual fact, the author is someone who hasn't left their house for 3 months, sort of thing.
Extraordinary.
And then, so, yeah, so if you have an author who hasn't left their house for 3 months, then
it's not going to be very much good to us at a literary festival, is it?
They might have to project rather more than they feel comfortable with. So anyway, yeah, it was a good film, bargain bucket, but very, very entertaining. My oldest daughter had seen it at a sleepover, and I thought I'd get it, and it was very good. So it does illustrate the point that you may be absolutely amazing on paper, but prefer to live in that environment in your head.
I think probably authors these days are much more used to the idea that they've got to promote the book, that they don't just sit in the garret and write it and then it goes off and that's it. They do understand that they've got to do the promotion, and they're getting better and better at it. So, you know, you have some very enjoyable experiences listening to them talking.
And also, yeah, I did cut across a little bit the discussion about the children's events.
Oh, no, I think I got in most of it.
Oh,
there.
Okay.
Yes, I think we got there.
Excellent. Well, now I'm just looking at the Playbox stuff is age related. So if you have somebody a child between the age of 5 and 8, it's one session, and then 8 to 11 for slightly
yes.
older children.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wonder if they will bring anything. They presumably will be picking up on the scheme, on the theme of literary and stuff, and bringing that
yes.
to life, one imagines.
Yes, I think so.
And there are also some events for schools, aren't there?
We do school events during the week, which are mostly booked out now, and we do quite a lot of work with the schools. And we've also had, it's too late now, unfortunately, but we've had a very successful short story competition. Again, that's the third short story competition that we've had, and we've had hundreds of entries. So that's rather fun, because we get to read all the various stories, and we have different age categories, and we go right from sort of about 6 to 71 or something, because there's an adult category as well. So that's definitely, your listener who was asking what are the best bits, that's one of the best bits as well, is reading the short stories. That's a real treat.
So who are the judges?
In the main, it's Annie and I, and we have Sandy Holt from the Stratford Herald, who helps us, and also Victoria Jeffs again, who I mentioned earlier, who runs Jeffs Estate Agents in town and is a great supporter of the festival. So Victoria's on board for that as well.
Gosh, what must that be like? Read it. If you think how much passion people would put into their
yes.
short stories.
Yeah. It's great fun. Some of them are a bit scary sometimes, and you think, goodness me, what's going on in this small child's head? I think a lot of it might sometimes be influenced by television. Some of them are slightly odd, but in the main, that is great fun.
goodness. So what do people get when they win?
I can't remember what the prizes are. I think it's a book token. I'm actually, you put me on the spot.
Oh, I'm
there.
Sorry.
No, it's all right. No, I just can't honestly remember what the prizes are off the top of my head.
There will be good ones, though.
There will be good ones, yes. They will be good ones.
Will they get a chance to read it out or anything anywhere?
No, but we do publish them. So that's quite fun. We did that last year. We published a festival book.
This is Stratford Community Radio.
Should we give it one last plug, do you reckon?
Stratford Literary Festival, 25th of April to the 3rd of May. And if you'd like to book your tickets and book soon, because we are selling out of certain events, you can go to the box office at the Civic Hall on 01789 207 100 or online at www.civichall.co.uk.
Well, this is Jackie King-Turner. You're listening to your radio station, Stratford Community Radio. And a huge thank you to Natasha, who's taken time out from what must be an unbelievably hectic schedule right now in the run-up to the festival to talk to us about it. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now, remember to look at the Facebook page, This Much I Know, for the latest information on guests and photos. Next week, we will be welcoming another friend of the show, Angie Williams. She was on the show earlier in the year talking about her love of salsa dancing and teaching of the same. But she's coming back to talk about her, if you like, her day job as a doctor at Cardiff University, an academic rather than a medical doctor. And she's going to be talking about the media's portrayal of age stereotypes. So that Charles Dance thing sounds quite linked into that, which is cool.
Yes.
And, I do feel a midlife crisis coming on, so I can't wait to hear about that. And thank you very much for listening.
You're listening to SCR, Stratford Community Radio, online at myscr.co.uk.